You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent report by Age Concern has revealed 59% of people aged 65 or older experience feelings of loneliness and social isolation, of which 30% experience those feelings often or always. These results indicate what is being called a loneliness epidemic. I spoke to Joyce Cook, Chair in Aging Well and Professor at the University of Auckland, Nairi Kirse, about how the loneliness epidemic among older people arose, the effects of loneliness and isolation, and potential ways to address the issue. According to Age Concern, loneliness among people aged 65 or older is at epidemic levels. Can you explain what this means?
So loneliness is increasing partly because the number of people who are in the older ages is increasing a lot. Older people have loneliness because they have significant losses. They sometimes move locations to an area where they don't know people so much. And in our society in New Zealand, our families tend to move a lot. And so there's not the same contact with close family members. So the Age Concern survey was great because it highlighted this important issue. Of course, the Age Concern survey was of people who were already seeking some help for loneliness. So it's not surprising from Age Concern in various areas of New Zealand. So it's not surprising that there was a high prevalence of loneliness. So loneliness, you can be alone and not lonely. You can be in a crowd and still be loneliness. Loneliness is the emotional feeling of wanting more contact with people. Being alone or social isolation, for some people, is perfectly all right. But in general, the two are highly correlated, being alone and being lonely.
So you've already touched on this, but why might these feelings arise? Or in other words, what specific conditions might give rise to these feelings of loneliness?
So loneliness has a strong correlation with depression and with other psychological problems. And so sometimes people really do need to seek help for their loneliness with talking therapies and medication. Loneliness also arises because of social isolation, although it's not directly correlated with it, because people, particularly since COVID, I think you'll all remember that during COVID there was a real imperative to be alone in your own house, and if you lived alone, many older people became very lonely and disconnected from society. I think we are still recovering from that. And certainly older people are still quite cautious going out in the world because, of course, we still have COVID around. Social connections are very important for older people, and to maintain those social connections is difficult in times of economic recession or hard times, because social connections also cost money to go out with a car or on the bus or whatever. So there's multiple things, factors, which coalesce into having more older people who are lonely in our society.
How do these feelings of loneliness and isolation affect older people?
Okay, so a feeling of loneliness usually is a negative emotion, and so it can generate into sadness and into depression. So that means that people are less likely to actually go out and seek, connections with other people. So that feeling of loneliness often goes with poor self-esteem, because somehow you're lonely means other people don't want you or don't like you. So the responses to that is to be very proactive with older people. Now, of course, older people, everyone is different, and different things appeal to different people. So not everybody is a groupie. Not everybody wants to go down to the local pottery class. However, daily visiting or weekly visiting, the Age Concern has a volunteer service where older people connect with a volunteer visitor and strike up a relationship, and that is ongoing. There is also various social connection services around where very emotionally intelligent and quirky people will get to know an older person who's lonely and work out what their wishes and aspirations are for the life that they live, and connect them with people with similar aspirations and wishes for a fulfilling life. For loneliness, often doing something productive is very, very good. So even joining a volunteer group who knits the Peggy Squares to make blankets for the children in the hospitals, volunteering at somewhere where you feel you are productive and are actually giving back to your society is very good for loneliness. However, that loneliness makes people less likely to actually be activated and go out. So the effect of loneliness is isolating in itself for older people.
Are we seeing a higher statistic of loneliness among older people as opposed to other demographics?
Actually, I think loneliness is more common throughout society. I think because we're now aware of the issue of loneliness, we're becoming aware of loneliness in all areas of society. Young new mothers with young babies, if they are socially isolated, often are quite lonely and feel alone. Middle-aged people who are struggling with working all the time and often don't have time for their social connections and for the good things that social activity gives you, they also can be lonely. But for older people, I think it is higher prevalence because older people in the main actually live alone. So if you look at people who are 85, 60% of older people who are 85 live alone in their own house. I was gobsmacked by that from the research. There is an increasing number of people thinking about intergenerational living, and I think that's a really, really good response to our loneliness epidemic, is to incentivize or get families to think about intergenerational living again, and sometimes having, you know, a pod in the garden or a granny flat. Now I know that has been made easier for people to think about that kind of renovation. That will be very helpful for this loneliness epidemic.
Do you know if the issue of loneliness has been observed overseas?
Yes, internationally, loneliness is becoming much more of a condition that people are very aware of, and there are different ways to measure it and different ways to ask about it. And in most surveys around the world, most older people will say that they are sometimes lonely. About 30% of older people will say they're sometimes lonely. And between 5 and 10% say that loneliness is a significant issue and that it impacts lowers their quality of life. So different societies, of course, do aging differently. So in Italy, it's more a family-based society where the villages become the centre. Loneliness is less common in that kind of situation because the family lives intergenerationally in a small unit with lots of lots of social cohesion and connections. In the UK, society is changing. The villages and the end of the train lines. The train lines have stopped. The villages have become empty. The older people left in the villages are just as likely to be lonely as our older people in New Zealand. So I'd just like to say that in this time of festivities and holidays and social connections, please, please reach out to the older people that you know who may be having a problem with loneliness. Of course, most older people are very busy at this time making the Christmas cake for the family, looking after the children so that the plans for the holidays can be made. But for those who don't have those close connections, please have a thought for them and reach out. You can make a lot of difference to older people just by offering.
That was Joyce Cook, Chair in Ageing Well and Professor at the University of Auckland, Nairu Kers, speaking about the loneliness epidemic among older people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.